Act Blue CEO to testify before Congress in foreign donor probe after workers invoked Fifth Amendment 146 times. By Amy Furr on May 18, 2026. The head of Democrat fundraising machine Act Blue will testify before a congressional committee amid scrutiny regarding foreign donations. Regina Wallace Jones has agreed to testify on June 10 before the House Administration Committee as her organization faces investigation, Fox News reported Saturday, citing a committee spokesman. In his statement, House Administration Committee Chairman Brian Steele, R.Y., said, "Ms. Wallace Jones allegedly misled our committee at the outset of our investigation into Act Blue's fraud prevention standards. It's past time we set the record straight and got answers for the American people. I look forward to hearing her testify." The news comes after the New York Times reported a law firm working for Act Blue warned in 2025 that the platform may have misled congressional leaders when it came to the vetting process for foreign donors, according to a Breitbart News article published April 2. The firm, Covington & Burling, said the issue presents substantial risk for the fundraising platform. And the Times article noted, one memo raised the specter of a criminal investigation if prosecutors believed that Act Blue had tried to conceal facts about its efforts to prevent foreign contributions. In a social media post Thursday, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, shared the Times report, writing, "This Act Blue investigation is among the biggest bombshell campaign finance corruption and actual foreign election interference stories in American politics. And it was also publicly obvious, with many urging the media to look into this, but until recently, the media refused to cover it." In a recent letter to Wallace Jones, Steele wrote, "As you are aware, the committee, in conjunction with the committees on the Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform, has been investigating Act Blue's donor verification policies and procedures, including the platform's fraud prevention services since October 2023. The committee is considering potential legislative reforms to address fraudulent and illegal political donations made using online fundraising platforms such as Act Blue. As chief executive officer of Act Blue, the committee believes you may have information pertinent to its investigation," he added. Republicans have accused Act Blue of sitting on documents in response to subpoenas issued last year, the Fox article noted. All five current or former Act Blue employees who appeared in depositions with the committee invoked their Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination a combined 146 times, according to an interim staff report released in April by House Republicans, the outlet said. Meanwhile, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., recently said during an interview on Breitbart News Daily that Act Blue is a powerhouse that has raised billions for Democrats in every election cycle. Jordan added, "You don't want foreign governments to influence your election. This is an American election. This is about our citizens, about the American people. And you don't want some foreign money contributing because, I mean, there's the potential that members are then influenced by foreign contributions. So, of course, we don't want to have that. But I do think the irony is not lost on anyone. Democrats have spent 10 years on foreign influence in our life. They're the ones who were doing it.